Welcome back to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We're turning dreamers into doers. If you're ready to open your heart and take inspired action on your dreams, you are in the perfect place with wonderful people. Here's your host, dreamer, educator, and adventurer, Abigail Gazda.
Hello, and welcome to the Hearts Unleashed podcast, where we are turning dreamers into doers. I am very excited to introduce to you Tom Palladino. He is a holistic medical expert, scalar energy researcher, and humanitarian based out of Florida. Scalar energy is the fundamental life force found everywhere in the world, space, and universe. It originates from the sun and the stars. You may have heard of it as chi, prana, om, mana, life force, pyramid energy, or zero point energy. These are all synonymous terms for scalar energy. Tom theorized that all energy in the universe initiates as scalar energy, and that the sun of our solar system and the stars in the universe are all points of origin or storehouses for this scalar energy. Tom, I am very excited for you to break this down for us. He further theorized that scalar energy is instructive energy, which I'm very interested in hearing more about, as the entire universe is instructed by this divine essence. Subsequently, all spiritual, cognitive, emotional, physical actions in the universe are initiated and maintained by scalar energy instructions. Scalar energy provides order in the universe. Tom, thank you for being here. I want you to break that down, but first I want you to break down, who are you? How are you? Where are you? What about you?
Thanks for the invite. It's great to be here. Thank you, Abigail. Who am I? I'm a scalar energy researcher. My name is Tom Palladino. I've devoted my life to this energy, scalar energy, not electricity. What is it? It's the free energy of the sun and the stars. So scalar energy is the initial energy of the sun and the stars. And I've developed scalar energy instruments that control that initial energy of the sun and the stars. Now, with that statement, I'm working with an energy spectrum that's not electromagnetic. So what's the point? Scalar energy can do what you cannot achieve with electricity. I prefer to work with scalar energy because it's enhanced energy. It can do much more than electricity.
That's so interesting. My first question is, where does the term scalar come from? Is that something that you named it, or is that it's a term?
It's coming into vogue. I'm part of that movement. Scalar energy, scalar light. It's a new term, if you will. It's the term that's being embraced today, scalar light, scalar energy. What does that mean? It really means the other energy besides electricity.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. This is a new science. We need a new vocabulary. Very good.
Yeah. And you mentioned before we started that you have tools that measure it. You were going to demonstrate that for us. And can you give us a verbal idea of is this something we touch, we can measure? How do we measure it? All of that.
Okay. Now keep in mind, this is not electricity. So when I work with people, I work with a scalar energy instrument that works with people by way of their photograph.
Interesting.
My photograph or anybody's photograph has energy or a signal to it, intelligence. A scalar energy instrument can pick up that scalar energy intelligence. So everything we do is with scalar energy. It's not electricity. So a scalar energy instrument can pick up a scalar energy intelligence and work with that intelligence all within that other dimension. Now, what is scalar energy? It's free energy of the sun and the stars, or what some people call...
Let me pause you for one sec. Pull your microphone a little bit away from your mouth because we can hear you, but also your the air. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. So what are we speaking about? Scalar energy instruments control consciousness or the intelligence of the universe. So my instrument is an informational instrument. You can call it the divine intelligence. You can call it consciousness. You can call it Christ consciousness. Some people call it quantum information. The key to my work is this is non-physical light. There's no electrons, there's no neutrons involved. It's intelligence. Now, why is that important? If we can control intelligence, ultimately we can control the universe.
I'm loving this. You guys, by the way, I'm learning right along with you. So I'm just going to keep quizzing you, Tom. But because I wanted to ask, is this like what we might consider electromagnetic, right? Like, you know, someone's force field, their aura, right? Like we mentioned chi and prana and all of that. How did those coincide? Or really?
Everybody has an aura. The aura is scalar energy. The halo around holy people is scalar energy.
Yeah.
Our soul, we have a soul. Everybody has a scalar energy soul, yeah. Prana, chi, life force energy. Some people call it ether energy. It's the energy outside of the electromagnetic spectrum. Mm-hmm. So if electricity is some type of a force field around electrons, mm-hmm. we're not using electrons. We're working with non-physical intelligence.
Mm. So then back to that question, because you mentioned like it's not, you're reminding me it's not electricity and it is energy. How would one measure it?
You cannot. That's a great question.
Yeah.
So consciousness is infinite. Now, can you put consciousness in a bottle? No.
Right. Okay.
Can you measure consciousness? No. Therefore, I conclude, ergo, that this energy is infinite. If consciousness is everywhere, I believe it is, the intelligence of God, you can't measure infinite. So this is a science that you're going to have to look at the before and after consequence, the before and the after effect, if you will.
Gotcha.
You cannot measure infinite.
Got it. So then that's more where we could measure it. And how does this apply? Or like, how are you applying it in the world? Or why would it be important for us to understand and utilize?
Why? Because it's the animating force of everything. Now, if the sun and the stars originate this energy, they do, then the universe is flooded with scalar energy. So what's the divine plan? What's the master plan here? This is the intelligence of the universe. Scalar energy is the initial energy of the universe. Electricity is a subset or a derivative of scalar energy.
Mm.
So why not go back to the initial energy source, divine energy, and work with scalar energy only? Why work with the inferior derivative, which is electricity?
Why? Why do we? Why would we? Why are we?
It's a big mistake. I say this frequently. We should have listened to the great scientist Nikola Tesla.
Uh-huh.
He wanted us to work with scalar energy exclusively.
Yeah.
We should have listened to Tesla. He was the first person to develop a scalar energy instrument.
Yeah. And so what does this mean for us?
It's a new way of living. Thank you for saying that. We're going to do away with the electromagnetic grid.
Yeah.
We do not need this expensive, dangerous, cumbersome electromagnetic grid. We don't need to drill for oil.
Yeah.
All the energy is there in the stars. Why would you need to go into the earth for oil to refine it if you have star energy? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I can't help but want to go down so many rabbit holes. Let's start there.
Let's explore that. Go ahead.
Well, just the idea that there's already a cure for cancer. There's already more reliable and holistic answers to a lot of humanity's strife, and that it's probably not as lucrative to have something that they can't control or manage.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the very point of my research, to introduce this free energy from the sun and the stars.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't need an infrastructure with this energy.
Right.
I can transmit this anywhere in the world without satellites, without an expensive infrastructure.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? Well, the military industrial complex that undergirds, if you will, this dynamic will see a shift, a paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't need electricity anymore and you go to free energy, that's going to make obsolete many industries.
Right. And that it's very ungovernable, period, like in whatever way. So then is this, it seems like we're having such an advanced conversation in the whole scheme of it all. And how could an individual person, could they harness it? Is there a way for them to harness the scalar energy?
Yeah, I have done that. I have a laboratory in which I have scalar energy instruments in which I can harness scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've demonstrated that these instruments can operate with anybody in the world through their photograph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to explain. A scalar energy instrument is, again, not an electrical instrument. Anybody's photograph is a scalar energy signature or a force field. If I place my photograph or any photograph inside an instrument, a scalar energy instrument, the scalar energy instrument can find their force field on the photograph.
Mm.
So this is the new science in which we work with photographs of people, because a photograph essentially is a person who can be in two places at once. Mm. I have a biological cell, my duplicate, which is my energy field.
Say that again.
My photograph is my bilocated version. So whatever I'm experiencing as a person is in real time experienced by my photograph. My photograph is quantum entangled with me. So I can treat my photograph instead of treating me, because my photograph experiences my real time constitution. My photograph is energetically alive with my soul, mind, and body.
Yeah. Very interesting. And so does this mean every photograph we've ever taken?
Yes. Yes. See, this is the quantum field in which everything is interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not only photographs, but in the quantum field, you and I are connected to Alpha Centauri, a distant star. We are connected to Jupiter. Why? Mm-hmm. In the quantum, everything is interconnected. It's like a blanket that you throw over the universe. And everything is, they call it quantum entanglement or concatenated. Everything is connected by consciousness in the quantum field. So in the electromagnetic field, you have two points, two locations, two geographical points, say it, the West Coast of the United States and the East Coast. In a quantum field, the West Coast and the East Coast are the same. They're connected.
Yeah, you're definitely speaking my language when it comes to that. Because as far as understanding it, I relate so much to us as humans as being so interconnected through that one singular energy that, and then we are all a fragment of that energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the quantum field. It's very real. Now, many people have heard this concept. Is it real? Yes. It's no longer theory. Mm-hmm. I can demonstrate that with my instrument. Why? Anytime somebody sends me a photograph, a piece of paper with my image or your image, that photograph, that piece of paper has your energy signature.
Mm-hmm.
So you are quantum entangled with everything in the universe, including your photograph.
Mm-hmm. And I would even venture to say every photograph, because I think of like what I share online, right? Like, obviously, people often react more mm-hmm. when I post a picture of my face because they'll be able to relate directly to me or whatever energy I'm transmitting. But like when I take a picture and post it of the sunset and people, you know, they can feel into that experience. And something that I'm just present to as clairsentient, someone who is more sensitive to what they feel and pick up on, right? That, you know, most people do this and don't know they do this. So how, like, as far as us just being able, like, if we don't have all the instruments, like, what does this mean for us? Or like, how can we apply this? And I'm asking very genuinely, not to challenge you, like, what is this? What are you selling here? What is so important about this? Like, why do we need to know about this scalar energy?
Well, this proves prayer, doesn't it? It mm-hmm. proves positive thinking. It proves emotion.
Yeah.
Now think of this. A thought cannot be placed in a box. A thought cannot be measured.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
But it definitely is a brain wave or a thought wave, which is what? A scalar wave.
Yeah.
So every time you think, you're projecting a scalar wave, mm-hmm. which transcends time and space.
Right.
Which is infinite in supply. You never run out of thoughts.
Right.
Nothing can impede it. And it's if you will, it's a life force energy that doesn't depend upon anything. You don't need a grid system for a thought, do you?
Yeah, right.
No. This, my instruments are thought instruments or consciousness instruments. Mm-hmm. I don't need a grid system. I don't need satellites for my thoughts, and my instrument doesn't need satellites.
Mm-hmm. Now, it kind of makes me wonder about like telepathy. Like we all have our own little antenna. We may not have, I have the gift of seeing your lab behind you and all the instruments you have, but like how, yeah, the telepathy, that's what that reminds me of, or being able to send something infinitely.
Yes. Telepathy is a function of scalar energy.
Yes.
Okay. Woman's intuition is a function of scalar energy. Thinking.
Yeah.
Feeling is a function of scalar energy. Consciousness yeah. is scalar energy. Our ability to compose a musical score is scalar mm-hmm. intelligence.
Right.
So we now see this non-physical idea, this non-physical philosophy, consciousness, the Christ consciousness, the mind of God
mm-hmm.
is very real.
Yeah.
And it has to be another dimension. Is it a dimension? Yes. Is this electricity? No.
Hmm.
So this is non-Hertzian. This is outside of the Hertzian realm.
I appreciate you mentioning Hertz because I know that a lot of great leaders that are very well renowned people have appreciated, because you're speaking in abstract for so many folks, right? I'm sure people look at you sideways, like, what on earth? Yeah, right, dude. And though that you're bridging a gap, like there's more, all these questions are to continue to bridge that gap, because we have a lot of thought leaders in the world who have been able to show how our electromagnetic field, it's like they're validating the clinical brain, the one who needs to know, like, what about tangible and measurable and this and that. And this is even further on that scale, farther down from intangible. Like, because my question about like harnessing it, or how can we use this? How can we be more intentional about this awareness is still outside of the realm of a lot of people's ability to comprehend or perceive it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. So it is abstract. I get that. But let me say this. I have engineered instruments that control scalar energy, which is consciousness, or that other realm. It's very real. So there is a non-physical presence in this universe, consciousness, the mind of God. Mm-hmm. Not everything is electricity. Mm-hmm. So when you hear the terms chi, prana, what does that mean? It's some type of source energy, divine energy,
right,
or quantum energy, or zero point energy, or some people call it ether energy, or consciousness. It's not electricity. So what type of energy is it? It's non-physical intelligence.
I want to go slow here, because say the last exact thing you said, non-physical intelligence.
That's correct. That's correct. Non-physical intelligence.
Yeah, because I especially like chi, prana, life force energy, like all of that. And then I keep going back to aura. And even the word demeanor comes to mind, because when, like, let's say you're standing in front of somebody who has this strong, you're like, they're powerful. Like, we would use different words to describe their presence and impact. Yep. But it's not something that we can physically measure. Is that similar to what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Some people have, let's say, what they call a charisma or yeah, some type of attraction, and you can't put your finger on it. What is that? Well, it's probably a scalar energy presence that they have.
Right.
You know, some people call that an attraction. Mm-hmm. It's probably their scalar energy force field that you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. You've seen photographs of very saintly people. They have a halo around them. Mm-hmm. Saints, what is that? That's an example of scalar energy. It's a manifestation of scalar light, divine light. We've seen some cases in nature where you can see ball lightning. What is ball lightning? It's a plasma field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that? It's a scalar energy force field. It's a ball of scalar energy.
Mm-hmm. I love the awareness. And what does this mean?
Okay, so where are we going with this?
Yeah.
It's a new science.
Yeah.
If we can tap into this infinite intelligence,
yep,
that pre-exists, mm-hmm, and we can then tap into the intelligence, the instructions of the universe. So instead of needing a mechanical operation to produce an effect, all we need is a non-physical operation to produce that same effect. So if we use scalar energy, we can accomplish in much shorter time and order what we try to accomplish in the physical realm. In other words, it's much easier to produce a result with non-physical instructions than it is with a brick and mortar model.
Say more about that, because I'm inclined to believe you. And when I think of the entire population and this non-physical part of it, how to me in the moment it occurs as subjective, right? Because when you were sharing, like, I know all of the how many intuitives are channeling and acting as conduits for infinite intelligence.
Yes.
And how we filter it through our humanness, right? So it seems a bit chaotic as I'm still understanding it, but I'd love for a deeper explanation of that.
Sure. Let me explain. If I take a photograph, say, of a virus, mm-hmm, and I place it side by side my photograph in the instrument,
mm-hmm,
for instance, the energy of human papillomavirus downloads into my photograph. So this is a sharing of intelligence information. I can locate the human papillomavirus by my instrument and eradicate it through this process, not with drugs, not with surgery, all with intelligence, non-physical action. It happens in a flash. It happens instantaneously. So why should I go to the extent of having to use drugs or surgery when I can access my energy field, download the energy of human papillomavirus, and bring the human papillomavirus to a state of chaos. Mm. All of that happens in the non-Hertzian realm, mm-hmm. without chemicals, without brick and mortar, without any physical framework.
And it's baffling, to be honest. I'm following, and it's baffling. The immediate response I had was something I was just reading about AI the other day, about when we have a really profound, extraordinary tool that also people will find a way to manipulate it for, you know, not extraordinary things. Because yes. as you were showing me the virus and the ability to eradicate it, how someone can, what's possible, like the infinite options that are possible and how people can use this.
You're right. There are infinite options. Why? Because intelligence knows no boundaries.
Right.
So the realm that I find myself in now is the infinite realm of intelligence, infinite intelligence with infinite capability. Mm-hmm. There's no limit here. This is unlimited, infinite possibilities. Yeah. So you hit the nail on the head. This is why I'm so excited about this science. Mm-hmm. It's free energy from the sun and the stars, unlimited in source, but unlimited in intelligence also. Mm-hmm. There's no pollution. You do not need a grid system. It's there, ready to be used.
How do we use it?
Through instruments. You have to have a scalar energy instrument. That's the key. You have to access this energy. Now, people can do that with their mind or their feelings, their mind or their heart. And we do that every day. We are scalar energy beings.
We have instruments installed.
Yes, we do. Everybody has two vessels of scalar energy. Your mind and your heart are scalar energy vessels. And if you learn how to use those two vessels, your mind and your heart, you can achieve great feats also.
I love this. Keep talking to us about this, because this is where Hearts Unleashed comes into play.
Okay. So what I can demonstrate scientifically through an instrument, an engineered instrument, people demonstrate this case in their prayers and their emotions. So what's the key to my talk today? Mm. Use your mind and your heart appropriately to the fullest potential. Everybody is a scalar energy expert.
Mm. I love this. Well, expert, yes, right? But kind of like a messy one in many cases, if we don't have the awareness and the training and the options. And, you know, a major part of my message in my work, whether it be individual with group or, you know, here on the podcast, is that we all have these enormous hearts and no one taught us how to use them. The most powerful tool on the planet, and nobody is fully aware of its capacity or how to harness its capacity. And so just what magic is available to us inside of this conversation of understanding the power of emotion, the power of intuition, the power of our sense and our, and I don't want to get too far. I'd love to stay where we are, but also like the idea of just going and sitting in the sun. Cause you, I read, I'm very, like, it's really loud from the bio, how the sun and the stars are the largest storehouses of this scalar energy. And that so many of us, like photosynthesis, right? Like the, how much of the earth runs on the sun's shining, and how sourceful that can be for this. And how does that play a role?
You're absolutely right. The sun is the source of all life, which is what? That's the main primal fundamental energy of the universe. I can't underscore this enough. That's why I repeat myself.
Yeah.
The sun is the first principle.
Yeah.
Producing scaled energy. And why? That's why we have life. Without the sun, everything would be chaos. There would be no life.
Right.
So the initial energy of the sun is scalar energy. A derivative is electricity. I'm not in favor of the electrical spectrum. Why don't we go back to source, to mm-hmm. the divine energy, the sun?
Yeah. I love it. And I was very present at some point when you were talking about I was just so present to like our ancestral, the lineage of why they worshiped the sun and worship, you know, like understanding, being in tune, and even ground energy, even Gaia, you know what I mean? Like the energy that the heartbeat of the earth is how I kind of resonate with it, but that how much energy there really is to have.
And I'm going to underscore that. If you look at our DNA, it's a double helix. I've seen photographs of scalar energy. It's a double helix. So it's a scalar wave, a double helix that creates our DNA, a double helix. So what is DNA? It's a ongoing scalar wave. It's a standing scalar wave. Mm-hmm. What gives us life? Our DNA, the life molecule. What creates DNA? Scalar energy. What maintains DNA? Scalar energy. So scalar instructions create DNA and maintain DNA. Without scalar instructions, we would not have life.
Yeah. I'm very excited to have you on because you're somewhere in the middle of, you're applying the terminology and more of a scientific approach, let's say. It's right between, and I don't want to name anybody, but like there's all the way into the very physical, the medical field, let's call it clinical. And then there's this energetic conversation. Then there's the scalar conversation. And then there's like straight up intuitive, where like for me or a lot of healers, we're not going to have all of these terms that people can try to make sense of, or again, like package. And I love where you're saying like scalar is not packageable. We're not packaging it. We're not putting it somewhere. It's so infinite. And that but it comes off of the edge of like just straight up woo woo, where it's like, okay, sure, whatever, lady, right? Like, because a lot of healers are simply just channeling and can't because the sun said so, right? Like, period, or because that's what is to be. That's what infinite intelligence says. And so this is a little bit more of something that we can wrap our minds around and practice exiting that 3D dimension to be able to understand the flow of consciousness and the flow of this energy.
Yes, my predecessor who developed these instruments, a man by the name of Galen Hieronymus, was awarded a U.S. patent, actually a Canadian and a British patent for this instrument. So what's the point? Hieronymus was awarded a patent for a consciousness instrument, the instrument that would measure emanations or energy from objects.
Yeah.
So every object is self-expressing with this energy, which is consciousness. Yeah. And Hieronymus was awarded a patent for that. Is it real? Well, according to the U.S., Canadian, and British Patent Office, it's very real.
Yep, recognized. Recognized whether it's very acknowledged or not, because I'm still,
right.
You know, I wish you all the best in all of your endeavors, and that this doesn't get, you know, squashed by the powers that be that would rather not have us understanding the full potential of our power and what we can do as individual beings.
You're right. You see, free energy changes the economic order. Now, with my instrument, I could work with anybody in the world by way of their photograph. So I have a free quantum healing instrument that can work with 1 million people a day. Hmm. Now, eventually, if I can illuminate a light bulb or 1 million light bulbs a day, then I have free energy. Mm-hmm. All of this changes the economic order.
Mm-hmm.
Scalar energy is a paradigm shift. Scalar energy will liberate mankind.
I have a question. And again, I am totally in the rabbit hole, because the idea, so basically the harvesting of human attention is what I want to touch on, because right now we live in a world where we have these devices and we spend hours of our attention, our very valuable, precious energy and attention, because we live in a world where these people know how to do it. And it's very unconscious. And I would even say non-consensual, that those who know how to harvest energy and attention do so, and unbeknownst to the people from whom they're harvesting that energy, which can be, is, you know, as you probably understand, is the most potent energy they can have access to.
Yeah, you're very correct. You know, I'll say for the United States of America, their studies have shown people spend 3 or 4 hours a day with television and social media. Now, a lot of that is stealing from our society, because much of that time is wasted. Or let's face it, some program or pornographic, giving up our sovereignty to TV or social media. Many of us do it unwittingly, but it's still a trap. What do I hope through scalar energy? That this presents a new way of living, that we realize our fuller potential, and that we don't waste time in front of a television or under the if you will, under the control of social media, that's robbing us of our intellectual prowess.
Yes, yes. And just for this super simplification of it, calling it like the brain drain, because people this age and this day, like even if you grew up before cell phones and whatnot, it's hard to recall a time where like what boredom does for the brain, like how powerful boredom is, because we don't even tap into nearly any of our potential or spend any amount of time bored and thinking to then flex the muscle that we have from within, our ability to express or be creative or go after certain endeavors or reach higher in our career or our potential. Like it's endless and I get so excited about this idea. But that's just, this is such a great conversation. And I love the awareness it creates for people on being able to take their power back, because I think a lot of people are left scratching their heads about why they feel so powerless and hopeless and stuck and stranded and drained and overwhelmed. And really, we have so much time in the day if we wouldn't spend 6 hours on any sort of electronics.
Yes, thank you. You're absolutely right. So what's the point? One of my programs is a chakra balancing, or if you will, a brain reboot. Meaning what? Well, by golly, scalar energy can reprogram the mind, reprogram the brain. Many people have told me that they've given up alcohol or drugs because of scalar energy, or that they're much more productive, or that they can wean themselves off of social media or television. Yeah. I'll be the first one to say that television is a false idol. You cannot spend 3 or 4 hours a day staring at a TV and say that was productive.
Yeah. I love what you're saying about, because electronics, TV, social media, those are all substances as well. But I love that you touched on drugs, alcohol, food, our intake, and all of these things that ultimately fog. If we are a wire, right, our conductivity, it can be impeded by a bend in the wire. And so all of these different substances that we're distracting ourselves with or numbing ourselves with ultimately fog the vessel, create this cloudiness that then we are just not simply a conduit for this scalar energy.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. And that's at the forefront of my work.
Yeah.
So what am I trying to do? I'm trying to show people, prove to people that scalar energy is consciousness, it's thought, it's intention, but it also is prayer. It also is that, if you will, that quiet moment of we cannot become puppets of this one world order. We have to change our way of thinking. Scalar energy, hopefully, is that change that people need.
Yeah. And I think it's a dual conversation because, yes, tapping into the scalar energy, the infinite power, that will accelerate everything, but also eliminate this is a simultaneous situation, eliminating the distractions and what imposes us, right? And tapping in. Because, I mean, if I prioritize staring towards the sun for an hour a day, that's going to it's going to be a blast, which I do, and it is. And I recommend it to many people. Or for me, it's the ocean energy, like standing at the edge of the ocean where the ocean's just dispersing its energy at me to be able to absorb that. Oh my gosh, how nourishing it can be. But then to also find that balance in eliminating the distractions and substances ultimately.
Yeah, bravo. I'll give you, for instance, some mothers have placed their children on this program, and they said that the program helped clear out bacteria and viruses in their children. Yeah. But the program also, the chakra balancing, now allows their children to concentrate better.
Yeah.
And because of that, their children, their test scores have improved. Why? Well, I'll be the first to say that we are distracted by social media. We're distracted by the world, and you cannot be in two places at once. You're either a good student or you're playing on your iPhone. So take your pick. So what's my point? Scalar energy corrects the conscious. We can see what's right, what's meaningful, and we can get rid of or avoid what I call pabulum, which is nonsense.
Yeah. Very interesting. I'm loving this. And you mentioned to me and to us a little bit about the 15 days of free Scalar Light sessions for everyone. Tell us how we can meet with you, work with you, learn more about this.
Okay. In order for me to prove this, I have to give away sessions. And I let's just be blunt. So I give away 15 days of free sessions on my website. Why? That way people can prove to themselves that this works.
Yeah.
So all you do is visit the website, scalarlight.com. You're going to upload your photograph. All we need is your email to do the rest. Now, the key is that you try it. It's free. There's no obligation. Okay, nobody's going to cold call you. We don't play that game. See, I am a theorist. I am an inventor. I want to introduce my work to a wide audience. How do I do that? I do that by giving away 15 days of free sessions.
Yeah, I dig that. I dig that because there's nothing like touch and taste and see and smell. Get their own example, and that you're not necessarily trying to convince or convert. You allow people to draw their own conclusions. And I think that that matters. And I think that that's where the experience really lies. So I love that. And I appreciate that. And I want to encourage everybody to go to scalarlight.com. And of course, the link is going to be in the show notes if you need to find out where that is. But Scalar is Scalar, Scalar. So I just want to thank you so much, Tom, for sharing this with us. I want to ask a question that I ask of all of my guests, which is what did you have to give up in order for you to be living your heart unleashed?
I have had to give up my time, which is I had a lot of time on my hands, as everybody does. And I put my time to wise use, which was Scalar Energy Research. Now, everybody has 24 hours a day. I don't disparage giving up my time. It's a sacrifice. And I'm the better for it. Now, I could have spent my time playing Pac-Man, but I chose not to. and I mentioned that because I'm really against too much time being spent on entertainment or video games.
Yeah.
So it really boils down to a choice. And the choice that I make is to spend my time in scientific research. I don't have time. I consider that to an extent to be frivolous. Mm-hmm. Am I happy with my choice? You darn right I am. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I spent my time wisely because we only had a limited time. And you're right. I have a sacrifice, and it's the sacrifice of my life and the sacrifice of my time.
I hear you. And so with that being said, next question is, what does it look like for Tom's heart to be unleashed?
Well, my heart is unleashed when I can help people. I believe I'm on the way to giving the world free energy.
Yeah.
Free energy, Scalar energy, the energy of the sun and the stars. Now, imagine what this world will be like if we don't have to spend money on expensive, dangerous energy. That we have free energy that can be, if you will, sent anywhere in the world, transmitted anywhere in the world without an expensive infrastructure. That's one of my goals in life.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I appreciate it because you've really introduced a new concept to myself, to our audience. I know plenty of people have heard of the other phrases like life force energy, source energy, zero point energy, chi, prana. I'm sure that people have heard of that, but I'm also pretty sure that Scalar energy is a new concept for a lot of us. And I just really want to thank you for introducing this to us because you're empowering us to take our power back, right? That we don't as often have to look outside of ourselves for the energy that we seek. And man, I could even, caffeine and just all these like enhancements and enhancers that we could eliminate so much. One, if we eliminate the substances and distractions and tap into the Scalar energy that's available in a very natural form.
Yeah, I agree with you. They are distractions. We don't need so many things in this world that are distractions. And some of us spend our time and effort wisely. So I would encourage people, look within. God is with you. Yeah. Everybody has a Scalar vessel, their mind as well as their heart, two vessels of Scalar energy. Yeah. Use your mind and your heart to the fullest capability.
Oh, I just had a realization too, that with people, I think that people are attracted to the people that are energizing, right? The people who are have a wider channel of scalar energy. So like the enhanced people with enhanced power and how other people are drawn to them, that they're attempting to get their scalar energy from someone instead of from the sun or from, this is freaking great.
Right. You're right. You're feeding off of people. This is why some people, they call it a charisma or the aura, whatnot. And some people pick up on that and they want it. And if you will, you become a battery for these other people. They draw down on your aura. Uh-huh. They draw down on your spirit. This is very real, people. It's consciousness, and people feel your consciousness.
Yeah. Big yes to all of this. And I think this is so insightful for so many people, because we can empower those around us who are reliant on us. We can start to instead teach them. It's like give a person a fish and they can eat for a day, teach them to fish, they can eat for life, right? So we're teaching people how to fish for life. And I love it. This makes me so happy.
It's the new paradigm. We're about to control consciousness, scalar energy. We have instruments that can control scalar energy. Hence, this offers a new perspective of life.
Yeah.
Scalar energy will liberate mankind.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And I've seen it. I've seen it without calling it scalar energy. So I am a witness and I am an advocate. And I just so appreciate you bringing this conversation to us at the Hearts Unleashed podcast. And listeners, I hope you got everything you needed today. I hope this was really energizing and exciting and insightful for you and provides a new opportunity, a new avenue for you to explore and harness your energy and have access to the absolute infinite amount of energy that is truly available to you. So Tom, I want to thank you for being here. Is there anything you'd love to say as we part ways with our listeners?
No, thank you for the interview. And everybody, remember, your mind and your heart are scalar energy vessels.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You're speaking right to us. So thank you. And hearts, again, thank you for tuning into the Hearts Unleashed podcast, where we are turning dreamers into doers. We love you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We hope you found all the inspiration that you needed today and that you use it to take the next inspired action on your dreams. If you love the show, share it with a friend. We love spreading the love. For more information, to listen to more episodes, or to shop Hearts Unleashed, visit us at heartsunleashed.com. See you next time, hearts.